Think the internationalist far left isn't heavily active in Texas politics? Think again. George Soros just dropped $500,000 into an advertising buy for Democrat candidate for Harris County District Attorney Kim Ogg. Ogg already had well over $100,000 from trial lawyer Liberal Democrat Steve Mostyn. And we've learned that state rep, retiring thankfully, Jim Keffer of Eastland, is joining the board of the Center for Public Policy Priorities, which is among the most far left legislation influencing groups in Texas. And Beeson, who heads the liberal organization, came to the job directly from being chief of U.S. programs for George Soros' Open Society Foundations. The group has other staff, such as a former national strategist for the Sierra Club's Beyond Coal campaign, and Jim Keffer, who lied to his neighbors for years claiming to be a conservative, is excited to join the group's board of directors. The left, an inherently global movement, never stops fighting, and it won't stop in Texas. To date, it has figured out how to force a liberal House Speaker on us by using Keffer and other liberal Republicans teaming up with Democrat House members to overwhelm the votes of conservative Republicans. Now it appears the next step is to get the fake Republicans directly involved in steering Texas politics left through the CPPP. Former Perry appointee as Secretary of State Hope Andrade has also been added to the board. She, along with Keffer, is another fake who's shedding their skin post-retirement. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.